Look, I'm starting the podcast by laughing. Bernie told a funny story. Bernie told a funny. Made everybody larf. See, this time we're not going to... No big introductions. We're doing... This is our summertime Parker and the Man reunion podcast. You got Rob Parker over here. You got Bernie Fratto over here. I'm Mark the Man Wilson. That's all. Good night, everybody. It's been fun. I hope you enjoyed this 26 seconds. But we are coming to you live on digital podcast taping from the fabulous, and I say fabulous because we're sitting here, M Resort and Casino and Spa in what is actually Henderson, Nevada, right at the south end of Vegas Boulevard at St. Rose Highway. It's like the last stop before you get to Gene, Nevada. In fact, I was going to ask Bernie when we came here, I guess what, Whiskey Pete's and Prim wasn't available, so we're not going to the Nevada-California state line. And tell, you know, Rob Parker, you don't know this, but we don't have lottery here in Nevada.
I do know.
Did you know that?
Yes.
So what people will do, the locals, will head down the I-15.
You know why I know? Because I tried to play lottery here and I couldn't find
it. Right. You got to go to Prim, Nevada, Prim, which is on the border of California, Nevada, and they have like a little convenience gas station store there, and that's where the locals here go to buy their like Mega Millions, their Powerball, and their lottery tickets.
Well, there's a bit of a caveat to that as well. If the lottery gets to these silly numbers like 50 or 100 million, you go down to Prim, you cross the state border, and you're going to wait in line about 3 or 4 hours.
Yes, very true.
And that's just some useless information for you. But by the way...
But you have to dress up, because when you go to Prim, you need to be prim and proper.
Oh, they're prim and proper.
That's the comedic stylings of Rob Parker, who's in town. And thank you, Rob, for graciously buying us a dinner tonight. And by the way, Mark, just to add some perspective so the folks know where we are, this podcast comes to you in 7 languages in 37 countries. Right down the street is the new Raiders practice facility, and hopefully they get that thing built soon, because we all know the Raiders need practice.
They need a lot of practice. They are building it very close to where we are here, over by the Henderson Executive Airport is where they're building the practice facility. And I just drove by the Raiders Stadium at that little corner of Polaris and Russell Road, and it's one big mess, and they got to finish that in the next less than 2 years until it has its supposed August 1st, 2020 opening, when the Raiders officially leave California and move to Las Vegas.
You should see the progress being made in Inglewood for that stadium.
I've seen it.
For the Rams, and I mean, it's moving along, man. It's unbelievable. Because they're going to have a Super Bowl there. What year they pushed it back?
24 maybe?
Right. Or something. 23. But it's coming along. It looks nice.
Time marches on. So, Rob, you're killing it out in L.A. And great, you know, people can hear you many times throughout the week. But we last did a podcast May 5th. Rob comes into town about every 3 months. So this is August 21st. So about every 3 months. Just
I try to get out here to see you guys. I really do. We always get together. We have dinner. We just spend time together. It's just what friends do.
You know what? Hold on. Forget Brent Musburger's line. We're Rob's guys in the desert.
I'm down with that. And
Brent has his guys in the desert. Rob has his guys in the desert.
Absolutely.
From the D in Detroit to the D in the desert.
D in the desert.
Spent all day thinking that up. Yeah, no, I didn't actually.
Why don't we go around here, Rob? What's the latest with you? Bernie, the latest with you? That kind of thing.
Life is good. You know, same old, undisputed, 2-3 days a week. Show's doing really well. No complaints there. You know, I'm on Colin at least once a week. That's doing well as well. And The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard is every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 Pacific. And enjoying the radio show with Chris. We are definitely The Odd Couple. And the other thing is, I guess, I'm going to be teaching again in the spring because USC, if you go to Edinburgh, the journalism school, and look on their page for featured professors, I'm on there. So I guess next spring I'll be teaching sports commentary again. I enjoyed it a lot. Can't wait.
And by the way, Undisputed, of course, on FS1 with Shannon Sharp and company tackling all the hot topics. I actually getting ready to start the Rebel Minute feature I do during football and basketball seasons for UNLV.
How many years you been doing that now, Bernie?
About
like
7 or 8
I was gonna
now.
Say 8 years.
Started out in 2011, and it's continued on. They haven't kicked me off yet. And I'll be doing a podcast for Cast Media with a group called Doc Sports. That'll start up September 4th. And now that legalized gambling is sort of here, there's a much more of a widespread thirst for that type of content. So in my picture in the paper every Friday, the Las Vegas Review Journal. I like long walks on the beach. My favorite color is magenta. I believe Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. I believe in the designated hitter.
And I think you had sex with B. Arthur once, correct?
There it is. The first B. Arthur reference of this podcast, people.
Former Marine, I believe, B. Arthur, if I'm not mistaken.
The first one. There might be two or three more references to the Golden Girls B. Arthur. Even, you know, when, you know, Rob just came a couple weeks ago. Rob was honored with the NABJ Award for Journalist of the Year 2018.
By the way,
well, can we get the entire M Resort Casino Buffet here to applaud?
No.
So quite a.
I guess they're not going to applaud.
And fellow colleagues, I believe, Michael Stone and Terry Foster. And there was a third one, too, that came to your event.
Well, hey, by the way, the reason I brought this up at that point was because my boy Gamble Dukes was nice enough to put me in the Shadow League column. He wrote about your award.
Bertie, did you see that column?
And I actually threw the Golden Girls in there. I actually got the Golden Girls in there.
Mark,
suitable for framing.
Did a great job.
Gamble Dukes.
Yeah, I got to send it to you. I mean, Mark even said, Mark's quoted in there, but he really, really, like, captured my whole career, just saying how it was tied in a nice bow from, you know, making waves in Detroit and now coming to get the award. It was one of those moments in life I'll never forget. It really was nice.
Well, and it's well deserved. It's really, in effect, a lifetime achievement award, because you're really kind of a rare bird, Rob. Well, both you guys, but think about it, Rob. We talked about this in the drive over. You work for the New York Daily News, the Cincinnati Inquirer, Detroit News, Detroit Free Press, the Shadow League. So you've got newspaper print chops. You've got a master's degree in journalism. Hundreds of thousands of millions of hours on radio in various propinquities. And TV. So how many people working truly have the TV, radio, and print media chops? Not very many. You can count them on one hand. As Bum Phillips once said, I don't know who's the head of the class, but it don't take long to call roll.
And Mark knows this. The one thing I think that separates me from other guys who have done all the stuff is one thing, one job, Mark. That's when I was a 10 p.m. sports anchor. Like, newspaper guys never do that job. You'll be an analyst on television or whatever. But Mark knows that was the one I really wanted to do. I really wanted to see
and
what it would be like.
Your trademark. My moles are telling me, my CWPF,
right? Close, warm, personal friend.
Do you say that anymore?
No. I've said it once.
I'm happy. I don't see it. Wait, no, I don't see it on Colin. I don't
no,
see it on
I
this.
No, I haven't done it. But
the old becomes new. Think about it. Your weekend show with Chris Broussard, another guy with pretty significant resume, The Odd Couple. Well, the old can become new again. I'm
right.
Not going to, I mean, tell the folks, right? I mean, really, that's sort of been.
Mark knows from 1994.
July 11th.
When we first started DFN, I did the afternoon show with Mike Stone. It was called The Odd Couple. And we had Stoney on the show. We had Stoney on the show with Chris Broussard.
Whoa!
And Stoney goes, well, you know, that was the name of our show. And then Chris Broussard goes, oh, I'm feeling kind of funny now. I thought I was the first. Are you telling me you had already done this show with another guy?
Rob was trying to get away with it. He figured, well, he'll never find out from something from 24 years ago. Didn't happen.
Well, as Stoney not spilled the beans, my money's on the. I bet it wouldn't have happened.
And most
Stoney people, spilled the beans.
And most people in the country, they didn't. It was a local show.
I wasn't
going
to out you.
Right?
Mark wasn't
going
to. Hey,
I wouldn't say anything. No, it's only on. That show was on for 6 minutes. So.
It would be different if I was doing the Parker the Man show and Chris Broussard was the man, then, you know, there'd be
issues. We might have issues.
Right, it would be an issue.
We'd have words.
All right, Mark, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'll be at Arizona Charlie's. I'll be, come on down.
Jackie Green or?
No. I'll be down at Arizona Charlie's spitting on the dice at the craps table. So, you know, come on down and see me do it.
Two shows Saturday.
Three shows Sunday. Wake the kids, alert the neighbors. Grandpa, put on pants.
Yeah, right. Let's break them all out.
Hold on, I'm just making sure that this is still going here. It's still going. I just like to make sure that that our podcast is still happening. So, are we happening here? Let me see. Yes, we're still going. We're good to go.
I hope so. It's about that time in the podcast. We're starting to get funny looks from people at the other tables.
That's okay. Let them come on over. We're at the M in Henderson. Some people have never been here. You know, they don't even know this exists because it's so far away from the actual strip. We're not really on the strip, what is known as the strip, which is usually known as like Mandalay Bay,
you know,
all the way down to the stratosphere.
Mike North, he pops in here incognito.
You hear about him?
No.
They're making a movie on his life.
Well, that's a movie that you could make. A hot dog salesman in the street to a multi-million-dollar radio talk show host? That's a story.
That's actually kind of interesting, wouldn't it be?
It is very interesting. I could see that as a movie.
Well, if they're going to do that, they might as well make one on former A's center fielder Billy North. Why, while they're at it.
Could be. You could do Billy North and all the people named North.
Well, how about Jay North, Dennis Jimenez?
Jay North, or maybe maybe updated to Northwest Kardashian, Kim Kardashian's daughter.
There you
Kanye
go.
West's daughter.
How about Clint Eastwood? You got East, West, and North. All we need South.
Good
we need Souther.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. That kind of thing. Any sports topics kind of hitting your... Well, let's do this for the Detroit people. Football season. Lions are two games into the preseason. They're 0-2.
Oh, boy. That's
where we are today.
Oh, boy.
We don't have to bother with the preseason, but what are you thinking? I've already gone line by line, so I know what I have. What are you thinking?
I think LeGarrette Blunt looks great. They timed him with a 40 with a sundial the other day.
My.
He ran the 40 about two days.
Oh, my.
He does have the last two Super Bowl rings, I will remind you.
Not with the Lions, I might add.
That's true. One with New England, one with Philadelphia.
You know, us three here have the same number of appearances in the Super Bowl as the Lions do.
We almost have the same number of appearances in the playoffs as the Lions.
I do actually think this current team would destroy that 57 championship team. You got to remember, most of those guys are in their 80s now.
The ones that are still with us, that's true. Although Joe Schmidt would probably still have some issue with you. He probably thinks he could still take these guys down in a heartbeat. Oh, what are you talking about? Matt Stafford wouldn't get a pass off with me around. He wouldn't get a throwaway.
Or, as our good man Rob would call him, Stat Patford.
Stat Patford. Come on, Colin loves that. When I broke that out on Colin's show.
What other guy, and I congrats to Matt having just had a baby.
Oh, good. His
wife had the baby,
right.
Yeah.
He helped a little.
But she fired back at, I don't want to bury your, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to steal your thunder there. She fired back at the DB, the crazy DB for Jacksonville.
Ryan said that he didn't suck. Is that what the quote
was?
Yeah,
he didn't suck.
He was straight. He's just okay.
He's straight. That was
he
straight.
He must be. He just fathered a child, but that's a conversation for
different story.
Right, right.
Not that there's anything
wrong
with that.
Right.
On cue.
Go ahead. I stepped on your line. I'm sorry.
No, I said, what other guy, think about this. I mean, what other guy could be so unsuccessful against good football teams and become the highest-paid player in the league?
Only the Lions.
Highest-paid player in the league, and what is the record? What is the number? Is it like 6-54?
Yes, it's 6-54 against teams that finish over 500.
And the road is like 1-28.
Yes, and the one, and I'm trying to think. He had one win last year. I can't remember who it was.
Vikings.
Yeah, Vikings, when they lost their quarterback and running back.
Right.
And they beat them 14-7. That was the final score in that game. I mean, it's pathetic. Every time they have a chance to play a good team, and when they don't get it done. And here's the other thing I wanted to start this year, and I'm going to spill the beans right here. I want to start the Stat Patford Index, which I'm going to break out on Colin's show.
That'll be the SPI?
Yes. And it would be Bernie. To get to register, like, anytime you have yards and points with 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, okay, and you're down by two touchdowns, all those stats accumulated will go into the Stat Patford Index.
See, that's a good point, because the Lions, even 2 years ago, I think when they had that oddball, out-of-body, was it 10-6? Were they 10-6
yeah,
a couple years
like
ago?
That.
Okay. They trailed in 8 of those 10 wins in the fourth quarter. So they had no choice. They had to come out flinging the ball all around the lot. You know, it's like
Who scored the...
wouldn't count, but all the other like, games...
Do you remember the years with Matt Millen when they used to be down 3 touchdowns in the first quarter? I mean, the game was essentially over, and then he would just... You couldn't run the football. Just
I mean, but
ball.
That is the sport. That's how it works.
No, I know.
Fran Tarkenton made a career of padding the stats without doing a whole hell of a lot.
I'm going to...
Stat Padford Index. Remember, I told you that.
I'm looking forward to that. And by the way, since you mentioned Fran Tarkenton, who actually went to 4 Super Bowls.
I'm not ripping Fran. I just, like, he led the league in passing, if you can believe it, in his final year in the league. And then got out because he made more money doing that's incredible.
Fran Tarkenton also hosted Saturday Night Live in 1977 after he lost his 4th and final Super Bowl to the Minnesota Vikings. He went on Saturday Night Live.
He was playing with the Vikings.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I meant. He lost to the Raiders, 32-9. Game was played in the Rose Bowl. I was actually there that day. True story. Super Bowl 11. So Fran Tarkenton.
What is that? That looks good.
Cheesecake.
Oh, okay. Fran Tarkenton. Francis, number 10 of the Vikings. Francis
Fran Tarkenton, 5 days after losing to the Raiders in the Rose Bowl, in the Super Bowl, played in the Rose Bowl, 1977, Super Bowl 11, hosts Saturday Night Live, and this was his monologue. Hi, I'm Fran Tarkenton. Quarterback
That's incredible.
Of the... that too. Hi, I'm Fran Tarkenton. Quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings. I've been to 4 Super Bowls, and I've lost all 4. And you know what? I'm going back next year, and we're going to lose again. And everybody laughed.
He was very funny. He was actually better on TV at times than he was. Nah, he was a hell of a quarterback. I don't know why I brought him up.
Great quarterback.
Are you kidding? Who else was on that show? That's incredible.
Sarah Purcell.
Oh, and Sarah Purcell. Oh,
yeah.
Guy.
Yeah, there was a straight guy. I don't remember who that was.
I don't remember. Like, it was any TV guy from the 70s. You know, like
Lyle Waggoner.
Yeah, it was like somebody like that. But I always remember.
Well, I know it wasn't Wink Martindale.
No, it was Skip.
Was it Skip something?
Skip.
I'm gonna look it up.
Skip something.
You know,
why
were
Oh, yes.
Do
you remember the way that they
Skip,
the camera?
With the coiffed hair.
Yeah, and they used to look at the camera and go, that's incredible.
Like a big, tall, blonde guy.
Right.
Skip.
I'll look it up.
Well, while we're remembering...
Skip Skipper.
While we're... I remember that. I can actually picture the guy. But while we're on the subject of TV nostalgia, you know, this is Alex Trebek's last year.
Is it? Did he announce it?
Yeah. That's what I hear. But you know what's bothering me? They're giving Alex Trebek all his love, which he deserves. Nary a mention of Art Fleming. I mean, you're either an Art Fleming guy or an Alex Trebek guy. I'm sorry. You draw the line.
It's been so long, I don't even remember. I barely remember Art Fleming.
Well, shame on you for that, my friend.
Yeah, maybe. It's been so long now.
Do you remember the Montreal Expos?
Barely.
You remember the XFL?
Hardly.
We're so wrong. You won't believe who the original hosts were on this show.
Are you ready? We should know this. It was Kathy Lee Crosby.
Oh, okay.
And John Davidson. That was
John
the guy.
Davidson.
Oh, I love John Davidson.
With the hair. Look at that hair, Mark.
I remember the Davidson hair, of course.
They were the original hosts of That's Incredible.
Wow.
But didn't they do another show? Wasn't there a whole new another show with Tarkenton and Sarah Purcell? What was the show with Sarah Purcell? It was a different show. Why are we talking about
it? It was one of those same types of...
I think that they've been
kind of a
host,
precursor to
the
reality. No, they did do a show, and I can't remember what it was, the mid-70s. One of those same types of shows.
All right, we're going to get off this, but here we go. The first year, number 3 in the rating. If I show you the rating, you will not believe what it was.
25 million people?
The rating, I don't know what the... Are you ready? And then it was 22nd place, 28th place, 22nd place. The first year, I don't know how many episodes this was. Look at the rating, Bernie. 65, Mark. Look.
A 65.2.
Oh, wait a minute. American Idol didn't even get that, did they?
A 65.2.
There were like 3 channels back then.
Mark, look at that number.
Now it's in the cable era, 79-80. There was cable TV, not like today.
Barely.
That was ESPN's first year on the air. 1979-80.
September 7th, 1979.
Next year will be their 40th anniversary.
What?
ESPN.
Where's George Grand when you need him?
He's around. Bob Lee just took a leave of absence. You see that?
No.
Why?
Something's up. He took a big sabbatical, like a year, half a year, a year.
Call Jeremy and ask him.
So he's not doing outside the lines. He said he wanted to take a break. He was just, he's been go, go, go since he started there. And so
By
he's.
By the way, Chris, looks like Chris Berman's going to be coming back.
Well, he wants to come back now.
You know, he's got two homes, Hawaii and Bristol.
Come back to do what?
He's going
to
do Sunday night NFL highlights.
Honest to God.
Look at Rob's face.
I have nothing to get.
Look at him go!
Aren't you happy living in Hawaii?
Back.
Huh? You know what? He had a terrible tragedy 3 years ago with his wife. Died in a car accident,
I remember
right?
That, right.
And I think
he was waiting for her at a Mets game, wasn't he? Or he was at a Mets game. And he got the news. Yeah, that was terrible.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. He was at a Mets game. Terrible.
I'm trying to find. I'm just always making sure that the thing's still working. I think it is. Hello? Is this on yet, son? Can you just please look up Sarah Purcell?
Real people.
Real
that's
people.
The that's the other show. Real.
That was with Skip somebody or other.
Yeah, we're, you see, you know.
What's his name? Skip what? Real people. Sarah Purcell, Skip.
All right. Thanks, folks, for waiting so patiently. Skip Stevenson.
Skip Stevenson. And I knew I wasn't crazy.
Don't forget Byron Allen.
Byron Allen.
Bill Rafferty.
What does Byron Allen know now?
Fred Willard.
Let's see how good you are. What
he
is
owns what? He owns
the Weather Channel.
Oh, does he own it?
He bought the Weather Channel.
For how much? $5?
You got to look it up. What's wrong with the Weather Channel?
Well, I'm not a big Weather Channel fan because you go home and
so
turn
he
it on.
He bought it from NBC?
Hold on.
He owns, go look it up.
Look.
He owns the Weather Channel.
Can I just get this off my, you know, dumb things.
Look up Byron Allen, Rob.
No, I want Rob to hear this. Dumb things bother me, okay? I go home tonight. I watch the Weather Channel. Well, today it was 104 and sunny in Vegas. I know I was there. You don't need to tell me. Why am I watching the weather tonight to tell me what it was today?
Because maybe you're a weather person and want to see weather.
No, I don't like when people say dumb things. I don't get it.
Well, there are people around the country that have to know that Vegas was 104.
You know, I was talking to somebody the other day.
They might be coming to Vegas.
You know, I want to be cremated. Why is that? Because I don't want to be 6 feet under. Got me to thinking. Why is it 6 feet under? Did they dig like 3 feet and the wolves got you? Did they go like 8 feet? My back hurts. I can't only dig past 6 feet. Why did it get to be 6 feet?
I don't know why it's 6 feet.
I don't get it.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's how, I don't know. Like, it wouldn't matter if
they say, hey, I got, how are your kids? They're great. They're all in college now. You got any pictures? Yeah, but all the pictures I got are younger.
Bernie, well, could it be an imponderable?
Very much so an imponderable. If someone says, you got any pictures? Yeah, I got a picture when I was younger. Look. Spoiler alert, all your pictures are when you were younger. Why would you say that?
That's true. Even if you took them just now, you were younger when you show them to somebody. Even if it's by 5 minutes.
Somebody told me to never take a drug test. Yeah, I did. I got like a 65. What do you want from me?
Are you looking up Byron Allen?
The Bob Lee thing. I was trying to see if there was something else. I'll look to Byron Allen.
I'm going to call Jeremy
Shad. Name drop.
He owned it. Because Al Roker used to be on both. They
Al
owned
Roker.
It.
I love Al Roker.
What did you find about Bob Lee? His sabbatical? His taking him off?
6 months.
6 months?
Wow. 6 months. Who's taking his place on?
You didn't sound good. I don't know. I can't help you there.
Maybe the former Minnesota Viking quarterback, backup to Fran Tarkenton, Bob Lee. He spells it different, but then people won't be confused.
You know how much he bought it for?
Like, it wasn't much.
$300 million, which means NBC just dumped it. Right, it's not worth.
I didn't know Byron Allen had that kind of money.
Yeah, but the company, I'm sure it's leveraged or whatever, but $300 million is not a lot.
In all fairness, people spend a lot of money to advertise on the Winter Channel, so I actually think it's probably pretty lucrative.
Then why would NBC give it up?
Actually, I didn't know it was that much. I didn't think it was $300 million.
Why would NBC give it up?
That's a good question.
Think about that. If it's making you later, that's what they said to the Weather Channel people.
You know what? The Lions are so interesting that we wait on to this stuff. That's how uninteresting the Lions are.
I'm going to make a New Year's resolution. I'm not going to pick on the Lions anymore. Anybody can have five off decades. I think it's time to back off. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are I went 6-10 originally. Then I found another win. So I went 7-9. That was my – I did it line by line. I don't do it –
dude, I
holy
I
mackerel.
Yeah.
Hello, customers at the M Casino Hotel.
I don't expect you to remember this, but we both know that I'm not normal, and I remember things, and it's, you know, product of a misspent youth. The funniest post-game show we ever did was when Don Muehlbach, the Nolan Ryan of snappers,
who's still there,
who botched the snap against the Vikings, and you opened up the show.
Don Muehlbach. Was I there or no? I was at the game.
If you remember this, it was like 15 years ago.
No, it was December 2004.
How do you remember
14 years?
You were back.
Bernie, that's 14 years ago.
You're very good at math. Good for you.
14 years ago, yeah. And he's and Muehlbach still there.
The Nolan Ryan of snappers. But then you did this one night with Red Sheen.
He was till this year. I don't know.
Yeah, look where it's gotten him. I mean, you know, where would they
a lot of money.
Where would they be without Don Muehlbach? I mean, sure they were 0-16 in a weight, but where would they have been without
Don? You're absolutely right. I can't even answer.
What?
Guess how much they paid for the Weather Channel in 2008?
$100 million.
Higher.
$500 million.
Higher.
$1 billion.
Higher.
$1.5 billion?
Higher.
$2 billion?
Higher.
Just give it to me.
$3.5 billion in 2008, and he got it for $300,000. That's a dump.
$300,000.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
$300 million, though.
That's pretty bad, Bernie.
That's good work if you can get it.
$3.5 billion in 2008. That's unbelievable. That's like getting the Silver Dome for $1.59. Isn't that what they sold it for?
By the way, did they ever tear that place down yet?
Yeah,
it's down. It's down. Yeah, they tore it down.
Finally?
Not that long ago, but it's done.
On the corner of Michigan and Trumbull. Is Tiger Stadium still there? Or
no.
They got that beautiful Cochran plan. Or
they got that beautiful new little ballpark there now, at the corner of Michigan.
You should
see it. It's a very nice little. It's the PAL ballpark, I think. Right, Rob? Is it for PAL? Is that what they built there?
Oh, Police Athletic League.
Yeah, it's a beautiful little ballpark they have.
Beautiful. Oh my God, for the kids and whatnot, absolutely gorgeous.
I'm gonna have to go see that now. As you Michiganders know, I love the state. I get back there 3 times a year. I finally sold my house in Novi, but I got my son in Grand Rapids, and I love to go back for my fix. I still got my credential. Saw a Tiger game in June, saw the peeps. Saw Jeff Rieger, and I can't even name them all now. I can't remember, but I love Michigan.
Did you see Leland Stein?
Yeah. Oh, Leland, man.
Ron Cameron?
Of course I saw Ron Cameron.
Did you see Terry Moore?
Yes.
Were they all in their same seats?
All the same seats, same table in the cafeteria, having a little nosh, talking about stuff. Kirk Gibson walked by, still hanging in there.
And Gibby's hanging in. I saw a little tweet today on Gibby.
Gibby. He had a big night.
By the way.
Had a big night for Gibby.
He had a big night at Dodger Stadium.
Well,
for
they're
Gibby.
Coming up on the 30th anniversary of October 15th, 1988.
Oh, they're the home living run on that. Yeah, they're doing nothing but 1988 stuff.
By the way, let's take advantage of this. Rob, you are in L.A., the place I used to live. Give us a quick take from the inside looking out on the Dodgers, on LeBron, on the state of the city from the sports tapestry.
You've got a real sports city going. I mean, you got two football teams that people care about, right? Rams finished 9-2.
Rams more than the Chargers, but...
No, I mean, but the Chargers finished 9-2 after starting out.
Yeah, they're still looking for people to care about them.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, you got two football teams.
Yeah,
and they're still playing at a soccer stadium.
And the Rams were really good, and they added pieces, and they went for it, basically.
Dominican Sue.
And Dominican Sue.
By the way, he was at the NBA Summer League this year.
Yes, Dominican Sue was in town.
Dodgers go out and get Manny Machado, even though it really hasn't worked out because they got pitching issues, especially the bullpen. So Dodger fans are a little... verklempt over the situation because last year they knew or felt like they were going to get to the World Series. This year, they're like, I know they're only about 3 games out or not that far out, but it just doesn't feel the same.
Well, they're only a couple players away. The problem is those players are Jackie Robinson and Duke Snyder.
Too bad. And, you know, everybody's LeBron crazy. The thing is, there's a big faction out there of anti-LeBron people who are the Kobe...
Yes. The billboards?
Yes. The murals have been defaced a couple times. There are some Laker fans who are like, I'm not in on the Lakers as long as LeBron is there. They feel like he's just a vagabond. He shows up, stays for a couple of years, you know, takes from the franchise, and then he's on his way. And they don't like it.
I've heard this, and I've had to address this, too, about him. Look, he is what he is, man. And I get the polarization of LeBron James. I mean, if there's a book, it should be called The Polarization of LeBron James. Because we should all be looking at him like he's one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen in our lifetime. Not just generation. Hold on. And so my point to people is everything he's done is fair and square, okay? Free agency exists in the NBA. He's allowed to go do what he wants to do, and he gets ripped more than anybody else who makes these moves on a day-in, day-out basis. The same things that he's done. He went to Miami. He came back to Cleveland. He's going to L.A. He's not on his ninth team. And I think to say that you're not in on LeBron in L.A. because he's not really one of you, he's not a real Laker, is misguided. At best, it's misguided. And I don't believe it. I've always been a big defender. But he's doing everything that the rules state. He's not trying to circumvent any rules. He's just doing what they're giving him.
Well, that's all true. But the Laker franchise, I believe, is the proudest franchise in all of the history of the NBA because of all the championships they won. I know you get an argument from the Celtic fans, but they won 90% of their championships back when Lincoln was president. Okay, the Lakers have been relevant in every... The Lakers are about eras,
right? Era.
You've got the Chamberlain era, the Jabbar era, the Magic era, the Shaq and Kobe era, right? Now you've got the LeBron era, and if he doesn't win, his era will be stained. That's just a fact. Now, back to what you were saying, he is what he is. Look, the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. So either people hate him or love him, it's good. One quick name I'm going to drop, Rob, because you are there in L.A., and I am hopeful someday you and I'm being serious about this, someday you have this gentleman on your show, you and Chris, and the Odd Couple. I'm talking about, because you dropped soccer ever so slightly, Zlatan. You've seen Zlatan Ibrahimovic, haven't you?
No.
Oh, man, you know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Oh, dude. He's got billboards, the big 6'5" guy. He's hilarious.
Really?
Yes. Play for the LA Galaxy?
Go get Zlatan.
Hey, and they also have, what's the other one? They built a new soccer stadium
yes.
over there in their USC.
Yes, they did, yes.
It's beautiful. I actually just driving
you
by.
You have two teams.
I know, but just driving by made me want to go to
you have
game.
Like I'm the LA Galaxy and LAFC.
Yeah, the LAFC, that's the one. Yeah, over there. It's right
LA
on the
Football Club.
It's right on the edge of the campus
yes.
of USC.
They even added another soccer team.
Let's talk about the great USC Trojans. Open up September 1st against UNLV. Starting a new quarterback, a kid that should be a senior at Modern Day High School. What's the outlook for USC football this year, Rob? They're in the ranked in the top 25.
Your school, man. Mr. USC Annenberg School of something or other.
Yeah, what do you want me to do? You would know better than me, Bernie. Same thing, Mark.
Bill Maher on the show just had someone who's going to be a new professor at the Annenberg
really?
School. Yes, some woman. And I said, I wonder if she knows Rob. And maybe they should get together. Wink, wink.
Nod, nod.
I'm just saying.
Dogs,
daughters, and coffee.
Great. I think it's a natural.
Is that coffee talk?
Coffee talk. Mark, what's the number?
4444.
4444.
Let's dial up Lily Tomlin while we're at it. Nine.
That's
how
right.
How come you don't do that anymore either?
I know. When? We don't have a nine in our
No,
number.
There was something.
Robert Lee Parker
Jr.
You know, because Rob did fail to mention he's been doing these shows on 570 in Los Angeles, at the local Los Angeles station, the Fox affiliate there, with the great, the legend, the iconic, Rogan's Heroes, Fred Rogan.
Oh, Freddie's a legend. Going back to the late 80s before.
Fred Rogan is a legend.
Got to start with under. Silvertip Stu Namahan.
How in the world more local TV for 40 years?
This I might be his anniversary.
I mean, seriously, Bernie. Local, you're on the same channel for 40 years.
And still be relevant.
And him, and I'm telling you, he's quick. You heard the show the other day.
Dude, on radio, I think Freddie's better on radio.
He's not like he's half asleep or, you know what I mean, bored out of his mind. And then Fritz Coleman has been there. I think Fritz started.
Oh, the weatherman, yeah.
Fritz started like a month before. Fred Rogan. So they've both been there. They got two guys who've been there for 40 years.
Tell Fishman's over there too, but hey, never mind.
No, that wasn't what I wanted to say. But yes, those are legends. And Rob gets to work with one when he's at 570 and Freddie Rogan. Rogan's Heroes.
And who do I fill in for him when I do?
Rodney Pete.
How's Rodney doing? Good.
Doing good.
In fact, the Lions are considering signing him.
Played quarterback for USC.
They're going to dump Matt Cassel and Jake Rudock.
He did great at USC. Started at quarterback, played third base for the baseball team.
Until he played Michigan State and lost twice.
Well, that's true, 1987.
Lost twice to the Spartans.
They lost in the Rose Bowl, and they lost in week. Those are some pretty good Michigan State teams. Rodney Pete married to the lovely Holly Robinson Pete.
Got lovely kids.
And she is still boring.
Smoking.
I saw her at a Dodger World Series game with Rodney, and I just looked at her and said, wow, she looks fantastic.
Yeah, some people are ageless.
Yeah.
Some people are ageless.
That would be Holly Robinson Pete. All right, so we hit the Lions nothing because nobody cares. Now the Tigers, Look at the two faces. The only thing I will say about your Detroit Tigers, when someone call, like I've been on shows, and they'll say, well, how do you, well, they call it a rebuild. I said, this is not the rebuild. When you tear down your house to put a new one up on the same lot, you finish tearing the house down and clearing the rubble before you start building, correct?
Yeah.
Am I right? Sure. Yes or no?
I believe so.
Okay. This is still the tear down. The people that will be around when this team is even sniffing winning again, I mean winning big time, like the A's are doing now and whatnot, most of these guys won't be around. Maybe Candelario, I assume Iglesias will be gone, Fulmer will be gone, Zimmerman will be done, V-Mart's going to be done this year. So when this team is ready to win again, and it could be a while, the people that you see that are coming up right now probably won't be involved. And Gardenhire probably won't be either.
As Ogilvy said in Bad News Bears, Rome wasn't built in a day. It actually took several hundred years.
Right.
Now, I've been to I go to one game every year, my sojourn. I like hanging out in the press box with the guys. Let me just leave you with a great Wilson line from the past. Come on out to the yard. Good sections available.
Good sections are available.
No doubt.
Every fan gets a foul ball.
We were going to, Rob and Bernie and I talked about this. What we wanted to do, because there's still 40 games or so, 35 games left in the season, I said, guys, let's have a contest, and we'll give away Tiger tickets. So Rob says to me, okay, what should the prize be? I said, all right, the person who gets it right, two tickets, beautiful seats to the Tiger game. And I said, and we'll have a second prize. And Rob said, what's that? Four seats to the Tiger game. And then we just keep going up from there. The number keeps escalating.
And then you get eight tickets.
You get 8, 16, then the whole section. You can have Comerica by yourself.
I wanted to go to the game last week. I called up and said, what time's the game start?
What time could you be here?
Yeah, right. It's come to that. No more Dave Dombrowski. No more Mike Illich.
Look,
God rest his soul. Dude, it's going to be a long time. When you look at the balance of power in the American League East, dude, come on. We're looking,
Michigan, Michigan State, little college football. For the first time, by the way, since 1959, the Big Ten has five teams in the top 15.
Yep.
That's pretty good respect. Well, yeah, but
I don't think Michigan 15.
Deserves to be there based on what? Based on what?
Thank you, Bernie.
Do the Wolverines deserve
to
be there?
Mark, they don't. That's
Caron Higdon, Case Winovich, there are players in that team that are going to be very good. They're on award lists.
I'm with you, Bernie. They don't.
And maybe they're taking a flyer. Shea Patterson.
Last year, before the Florida. Oh, even though Michigan lost 10 starters on defense, they're going to be even better because they're faster. Yeah, tell that to South Carolina in the second half. Five loss season, 0-3 against Ohio State, 1-2 against Michigan State. Now, by the way, your Sparties, D'Antonio, no one's talking about them, and they better wise up.
No, they're getting a lot of love nationally, Bernie. More love than you think.
No.
Brian Lewerke's getting a lot of love.
Dude, it's
all LJ Scott's getting a lot of love.
Wisconsin, Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan. Come on, dude.
Was it Adam Schein or someone just came out and said he thinks Michigan State might be the best team in the country?
What, Michigan State?
Oh, come on. Now he's being silly. You're not better than Alabama. You're not better.
He's talking about overall talent from top to bottom.
65 players return that were freshmen and sophomores last year that saw a significant play.
Correct.
And by the way, I do agree with you. Brian Lewerke is a very good college quarterback who can make his read progressions. He plays alive with his feet. He's smart and he's tough. He's a good D'Antonio-type quarterback who's not going to beat you. He'll manage a game, but he can make plays. I think they're going to kick the dog out of Michigan this year. Again.
Fire and brimstone.
Yeah. Fire.
Well, because Michigan's three big games, Notre Dame, State, and Ohio State, are on the road again.
Well, that's true, but they don't have to play Wisconsin, right?
I don't know the schedule. All I know is that those three. The whole schedule?
Oh, no.
You know Michigan's entire schedule?
No, but I thought you would know that.
Well, Michigan's,
I
do.
I know Michigan State.
Michigan opens up against Notre Dame, and that's going to be a referendum for
both. And then it's Western Michigan. I know that afterwards.
They did. What a shock. They announced Shea Patterson. I'm going to tell you right now, don't be so sure that Shea Patterson can. He only started 10 games at Mississippi State. Don't be so sure that he comes in after vacating an improvisational run-and-shoot spread offense to Harbaugh's pro-set offense, Tim Drevenoe's playbook, 250 plays. Yeah, they say he likes to keep plays alive with his feet. Harbaugh likes a mobile quarterback. Not true. Harbaugh likes a drop-back quarterback, and if he's so mobile, there's a reason that kid beat him out of Michigan State. I don't know if the Shea Patterson experiment's going to work.
Yeah, I think you've got to get moving. Anyhow, we're already at about 40 minutes. We only do about 40. So the only thing else I wanted to say, we got MSU and Michigan in, is You know, it's really a sad time for Detroit sports. The Pistons aren't good. Have been good for 10 years now. Have won a playoff game in a decade since 08 against Boston. The Red Wings are now 2 years removed from the postseason. The Tigers are what they are, and the Lions at 61 years one playoff win. We all know that number.
Wow,
it's probably one of the worst eras right now in Detroit sports.
By the way, makes it all the more amazing to me, the years I lived in Michigan, from August of 93, 2010, and the years I got to be in the air, and all the many years with you guys, we got to witness.
Oh, so many championships. And
right, the Pistons almost repeating.
And that going team was good. You want to talk about
the five
a team,
game
am I right?
The Lakers, which yeah. Rob actually predicted. You can probably find it somewhere in the ether, but they played real team defense. If it ain't rough, it ain't right.
Love that team.
Saw four Detroit Red Wing Stanley Cup championships, a fictitious national championship for Michigan in football in 97, although they probably would have lost.
Two World Series for the Tigers that didn't do much except win one game
and
in the two series. One and eight was their record in those two series.
And a Super Bowl being played in Detroit, Super Bowl 40. The All-Star game being played in Detroit in 2005.
2005.
So Bobby Abreu hit 44 home runs and ruined his career.
The home run derby.
Right.
Michigan State
winning national championships in hockey.
One in basketball for the Spartans. That Rob loves.
What? That's the one I told you. What did I tell you 20
years
ago?
Never win again. Yeah, you come up here once, Tom Izzo.
No, twice, Tom.
Oh, that's a great
okay, time, twice, buddy. Rob.
Izzo was so pissed. Remember, we used to play that all the time.
Oh, my God. But he loves you.
No, he doesn't.
Tom loves you. He doesn't hate you.
He respects you.
No, Tom Izzo likes you very much.
I want to set the record straight. Rod Marinelli respected Rob, too. That whole deal, he said it to him on the phone. He thought it was funny. It just goes to show you how people can get the wrong impression when they don't know. So, anyway. I don't know why I brought that up.
Well, how about a shout out to John Davis? Because
the smack.
He didn't mention this, but I saw John's picture at your thing at the NABJ convention in Detroit. He was styling with the hat.
He had the hat and everything. Oh, he was fancy. You know, John Davis, a very sports knowledgeable guy. John, I hope you are hearing this because I've always recognized.
You're going to hear it.
I've always recognized. You get all my goofy references, but also, dude can talk NBA. He knows his stuff.
JD, yeah.
He knows his stuff.
He's a good social media guy, too.
Yeah, he's good on that.
Does a great job with the Twitter machine. All right, where do you find everybody? What's your thing?
Twitter at Rob Parker FS1. And, of course, you can read my column on theshadowleague.com.
Yep.
Undisputed on FS1 and Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple, every Sunday between 6 and 9 p.m. Eastern.
Bernie?
Now, you'll have to tell me more about the social media thing. I'm thinking about signing up for MySpace. But anyway, you can tell me about that.
Oh, it's a great thing. You should try this MySpace. I think it's going places.
Yeah, let me know. I'm going to get home and fire up my Commodore 64 and see if
that's that. Beautiful.
Yeah. You can find me at Bernie Fratto on Twitter. ESPN 1100 here in Las Vegas. Got every Tuesday segment. I'll be covering UNLV football.
Hey, you can listen to them online.
That's right. You can. Be covering UNLV football and basketball. And I've been fortunate. I get to come on the radio a lot. I'm all things Michigan. Freddie Heumann back in Lansing starting to have me on his show now. I cover things Vegas. So I'm like a bi-coastal. Las Vegas to the Great Lakes.
Your sexual preferences don't interest us, sir.
Not that there's anything wrong with
it. I just filled out an application. It said sex. It said occasionally.
Joe, all right, you can catch us at Parker the Man. That's how we stole the Parker the Man Twitter. Parker the Man Facebook page. And if you want to email us, you can, as always, parkertheman@yahoo.com. That's going to do it for this podcast, live at the M Resort and Casino here in Henderson, Nevada. I want to thank all the people that came out tonight for this.
Take us home, Mark.
Thank you there, people. We appreciate it. Look, they're looking at us going, who are they?
Would you have like a meaningless transaction of the day?
The meaningless transaction?
I don't have one.
Oh, man.
Yes, that lady's been traded for
who's that in the corner? Jessica Biel, call me.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Bernie Fratto right over here. He's Rob Parker.
He is the man, Mark Wilson.
We'll see you next time. Check us out, parkertheman.com. Well, you are, because you're listening to this. Bye, everybody. See you.